In remarks during belated World Day Environment Day commemorations, Council's Environmental Management Committee Chairman Chris Mbanga said the sorting centres for recycling materials will go a long way in saving resources and keeping the environment clean.
The pilot project to be located in Ward 8, which is Grindal, will act as bedrock for the establishment of recycling centres in most parts of Harare, as we step up our efforts to ensure that we promote a sustainable development.
Mbanga said companies, especially those involved in the manufacturing of beverages, must promote recycling of cans and plastic bottles to keep littering in the city.
We implore all beverage companies to promote the recycling of the cans to save our environment.
Under the rubbish sorting center scheme, which have been successfully implemented in Grindal and Avondale suburbs, Environment Africa will provide the big garbage containers and staff, while Council will allocate land for these projects. Environment Africa Public Relations Officer Sandra Govu said the idea is to encourage residents to take their waste to the centers, where it will be sorted into four recyclables: plastic, cans, bottles and paper. Once that has been done, she said, companies that want to pick waste can collect it at sorting centers.
The waste harvesters have discovered there are these centers where they can go and get clean waste. They don't need to then look for water to wash the waste. They are already picking it. It's separated, it's sorted. If they want cans, they're just coming to get the cans from the cage, and they are clean cans. So many of those people that were operating from Pomona are now using the recycling centers.
She adds, in the long run, they expect the companies that recycle waste to pay for the sorted waste, saying the focus now is to raise awareness among residents that there is money in waste. These projects are part of the many efforts the local authority has taken to keep the city clean. Other programs include the Catch Them Young program, in which Council educates children in all primary schools in the city on the need to take care of the environment, save water, and anti-litter awareness. Council has also trained hundreds of anti-litter monitors that move around residential areas, educating residents on the need to properly manage their waste by disposing it in garbage bins and saving water. A resident who is involved in the anti-litter campaign, Leonard Matipan of Warren Park, told Studio 7 their efforts have gone a long way in keeping the suburb clean.
From where it was, this community was so dirty, but now so clean through us anti-litter campaign monitors.
World Environment Day is commemorated worldwide on the 5th of June for people to realize their responsibility to take care for the planet Earth, to do something for the environment, and to take action. This year's theme by the United Nations Environment Programme was 7 billion, one planet, consume with care. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.